Black Compass, Black Compass Media, salute. Nick, damn. Y'all say we on RNT? Salute. Hold on, man. Damn, hold up. What's good, y'all? Hit them likes. Hit them likes. Run it up. Jax, what up? Phillip, what up? K-Money, what's up? Travis, what up? Hold on real quick. Hold up before I go to hold up. My fault. Hold up real quick. I'm just putting out this link. Hold up. Hold up real quick. If you pulling in, hit the likes too. You pulling in, hit the likes too. Hold on real quick. I'm just putting out this link. Game crazy too. Game about to go off. You pulling up, hit the like. Hit the like. Hit the lights. Yo, Aaron, what up? Carter Jones, what up? Hold on real quick. Man, I need... Yo, Roberto, what up? Shit, man. What's up, man? Battle rap been quiet. You feel me? I'd have been lit. I'd have been live. You know, my B-Day was this weekend. Balloons in the background, party shelf. Had a little party in here and all that. Shit, hold up. I got a guest pulling up. Hold up. Southern Opinion. What up? Dallas, Texas in this bitch. Okay. Shit. Oh, yeah, you already know. Thank you. B-Day was crazy. Shit, I'm just trying to see what y'all on. Bronx in the building. Ayo, Drew, what up? Texas, oh, it's a lot. Y'all, it's a lot of people in here. Hold up. I ain't going to lie. Okay, Ireland in the building. Adam, what up? I gotta go to Ireland. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta go to Ireland. I gotta go out there. I gotta get out there. Carter Jones, Remy. Why Remy had not dropped? I think Remy Ma. She has the link out. She has it for purchase. So I'm pretty sure, you know, the pay-per-view is doing pretty well. And they, yes, sir, hit the likes. I'm pretty sure the pay-per-view doing crazy. Oh, yeah, you know, we smoking that Black Compass, you know what I mean? I mean, we got some Black Compass coming soon, you know what I mean? Shh. A-Ward, Body, and Big K? No, sir, not a chance. I'm finna put the link out there, man. I'm finna, 11, 12, oh, is your birthday too? I'm finna put the link out there too. Yeah, get the VOD. And Chrome 23 actually is this weekend. I believe it's still this weekend. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the 20th, maybe. I could be bugging. Hit the likes. I'm finna put the link out there. Let callers, everybody call in. Little quick little fan show. AWOR, hold on. First, let me see what the first top. Yeah, your shit was Saturday, too. That's crazy. Yeah, my B-Day was definitely Saturday, man. Hit that Cash App, too. Hold up. Let me switch my name up. Hold up. I got y'all. My fault. Resetting up. Graphic tone. Damn, it's a lot of battle rap this week. Yeah. We back again this week. I mean, we gonna have... I'm gonna have I got I got three big names this week. Interviews. So it's gonna be a movie this week. I ain't gonna lie to you. Chrome 23 traffic enclosure. Yo, traffic card is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That traffic card, Connor. Nigga. Nigga was thinking about Arizona. I ain't going to no damn Arizona. But I was like, this close. That traffic card, crazy. We gonna run through that. Yeah, the next round come out, she still had. So what I think is, oh, hit the like. That's a fact. Osiris Town Productions. What I think she gonna do is, I think Chrome 23 is gonna come out round two. And then I think when round two out, she probably gonna put round one out on YouTube. That's what I think. That's what I would do. That would be like the smartest thing to do. Hold on. Hit a link, man. A link. Hold up. I just put the link out there for y'all to call in. Traffic. Yo, the crazy shit, you know what I was thinking about? This is what I was thinking about. Also, hit that Cash App too, Polo BCM. This is what I was thinking about. If Bill Collector clear Rum Nitty this weekend, I think Bill Collector, unless the Swamp or somebody going some crazy run, get the likes up. That's number one. If Bill Collector clear Rum Nitty, I'm not going to lie. Bill Collector might be number one. If Fonz clear Rum Nitty, Fonz might be number one. This year, Cody kind of ain't that really clear as it was. I feel like last year, Cody, it was either Geechee or Easy. Everybody knew that walking in. Everybody knew that going there. Everybody knew all of that stuff. Dre, what it do? Shit, I might make this a Patreon-only episode, too, depending. What if Bill beats Rum Nitty but then loses to Rosenberg in December? See, a loss gonna hurt. A loss gonna hurt Bill. Bill can't lose his next two. He lose either one of them next two, Bill Collector gonna be number six. Nah, he gonna be like, depending on how the year go, but he won a tournament this year. Big dog, pause. Big dog, AR. Hey, big dog. Yeah, he won a tournament this year. So, you know what I mean? That 100,000 factor into a lot of the year. If Bill beat Rum, he Cody. See, if Bill beat Rum, if Bill Collector beat Rum Nitty, but lose to if Bill Collector beat Rum Nitty but loses to Rosenberg, I think that cancel each other out. I'm gonna put the Patreon link. This episode will probably be a Patreon only, maybe. Let's see. Exactly. Swamp. See, Swamp. Somebody said Frozenberg or non-factor. That's crazy. Nigga said Swamp's still a front runner. Swamp's still a front runner? Who you want to see Kid Slade battle? I ain't gonna lie. From what I'm hearing some things, Kid. Kid, if you watching this, Slade, that next guy, he ain't gonna play with you like Stumbles. When I heard that, I'm like, nah. Kid ain't, nah. I'm hearing that guy, he ain't gonna play with you. Yeah, you wilding out. Frozenberg definitely a factor. Quizzle, what up? Frozenberg definitely a factor. You wilding out. But I think Kid Slade is having a great year also. Swamp. Yeah, Swamp, we still got 2 months left. I ain't gonna front. So Swamp, And also, I'm hearing some shit, man. I'm hearing next name Swamp God. If Swamp beat that, he definitely gonna be. Y'all definitely gonna talk about him like he up there. Yo, yes, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all funny as hell. Who Slade got? Come on, man. Y'all know I don't say names unless you in the Discord. You gotta join the Discord for all that. This being recorded. I don't know nothing. Yo, hit the likes, man. Hit the likes. Slade versus Rex would be crazy. Slade don't want no problems with Rex, though. He don't want no problems with Rex right now. Y'all seen what Rex just did to my young boy. Rex gave that young... Rex did that young boy so dirty. Rex might have... I ain't gonna lie. Rex went crazy. I've been since Jack had the beanstalk. He was what? His face on phone. That's a screenshot. Ah! Nah, young boy wasn't that bad though. I'm not gonna cap. But that was a Rex on 100. That T-Rex that faced that young kid, if he would have went with them same rounds versus anybody and switched it up a little bit, that's still a body. Matter of fact, hold on, man. Let me look at that. Where that battle at? Fuck it. It's a Patreon-only episode anyway. Hold up, man. Where that battle at? Hold up. I'm finna watch that real quick. I want to see that. I just want to see Rex part. No cap. Hold on. Hold up. Boy, I done forgot it. Hold on. My bad, hold up.
I told him, hey mom, I spent 8 years on this degree, but I hate it, and I really want to change jobs.
I'm sorry, I know this sounds crazy. I ended up going with practicum.
Hold on, my bad.
Allowed me to keep my job and continue working. I picked the software engineering program because they pay very well. It's a fact.
So listen, before we get started, we got special guests in the house, man. We got the league owners in the house, man. Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
It's not all right, all right?
It's not all right, right? Swag. Swag,
dog.
Red Wings on Dang. What did you do to West?
Big slap.
Hillis West.
Special guest.
Y'all need no G for the law. All the West words, all the raps, DFA. Shout out my co-owners, bro. Me, G Will, nigga, get for it, baby. All
right, let's go.
Yo, y'all hear it clear, right?
At a child party. He gonna let some kids hurt him?
I guess you can't wait.
Well, it's cool he could jump in. Don't let little slap turn into a big murder. Tell your mother this. This ain't even a mother this. Your life was pacified. That's why you grew up on some sucker shit.
I'm
just a fucking kid. Running around every battle rapper fucking vent, sucking dick, yeah. Doing the same things that your mother did.
Yeah! Hold up. This nigga Swave got me crying. He gotta learn. Hold up, man. We finna.
Hold it down. Hold it down.
Yo, put his phone down.
Phone down.
Only person who got his phone. Get it straight.
That was good. Let's get this straight. Y'all thought that I was the one that bit the bait. No matter how tough you try to sound, shorty, all I'm going to hear is Miss Chalet. Watch what you say. This shit could go a different way. Fast, man, I'll shoot your whole class like pitcher day.
Yo, Ish.
My team dots squeeze clutch. The niggas beans pop. I done had a weed spot since Jack had a bean stop. Machine pop. Got the same one that the Marines got. Slugs go through his face and his phone, and that's a screenshot.
Yo, nah, that whole sequence was crazy. What? Yo, nah, that whole setup was crazy. Hold up, son. Nah, son. I'm sorry. Hold up, son. Hold up, son. This thing just went crazy.
Watch what you say. This shit could go a different way. Fast, man, I'll shoot your whole class like pitcher day.
Yo, Ish.
My team dots squeeze clutch. The niggas beans pop. I done had a weed spot since Jack had a bean stop. Machine pop. Got the same one that the Marines got. Slugs go through his face and his phone, and that's a screenshot.
Unless you, this medium man,
stop trying to change this moment.
Nah, put that shit in.
Let's go, bro. You dead. If you say what you said, you better unsay it. Nigga, I'll blow everything you think out your head if you don't unthink it. I usually talk ratchet, nigga. That's the gun language. The fiend said my sample's so good they thought Puff made it. Watch how you talk to me. You know the rules. Keep it on the streets.
Hold it down.
With my record, you'll get 2 years over a warranty. Yo, swag, I said my price was my price. I ain't got kid fees.
You said Rex, don't back out of this battle because he shot us with the kidneys to a shot us in that kidneys or a shot us in his kidneys.
What do you want?
What a job that I don't hate.
Part itself for the ad, man. Listen. That nigga Rex was wilding on him. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Salute the hit list, man. Make sure y'all go check out T-Rex Fury Montana. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know who this nigga is. I Tone, what's up? I thought we got the YouTube Prime. Why are we seeing ads? Hold up.
This nigga said he was going to read.
Hold it down, y'all. Let's get it.
Whoa, we ain't gonna say that shit twice.
He said he was going to 3-0 me in a one round. That show he done been through a slow phase. That's a show thing. The parents there, but you want a bench? For the whole game. Your moms gave a nigga some head start to get you to first grade. Come on, no. Yo, this battle shit's starting to be too much.
The niggas that ain't got nothing to do with it be doing too much. You just another young nigga that rap. That proves what?
Gold.
If you mean that shit, say it with your chest. And he threw up. Talk to him. They say your moms are really risky for a son.
But is he really having fun?
What really has he done? Ain't no crowd that he rocked. Battle that he won.
Right.
So they get you to the top, your mom's a give a nigga something.
Damn.
Everybody somewhere Rex.
So your mom's, I can't stand her, nigga.
Hold it down,
hold it down. It's ironic he grew up to be a joke. And his father was a stand-up nigga.
What?
When I ride my crew ride, I stand up with him, even in court, but that's probably because I was handcuffed to him. I did this battle for you to get some attention, Fairy. But just listen, Fairy. I just want you to get it fully. I kill Mama Fairy, Uncle Fairy, Sister Fairy, my son your age. He'll come here and give you the fist of Fairy.
Go.
You from the era of the clock clock blue sound. You from that.
It's too much. It's too much, man. Y'all gotta watch the rest of this. He cooked him. I ain't gonna lie. He cooked him. Listen, I'm finna put that link out there, man. Good amount of people in here. Hold on. I know. What just happened with the Eagles, man? I see everybody talking about the Eagles. I stopped watching that game. I ain't gonna front. I'm a diehard Giants. I don't even watch the Ops. You crazy? I'm a Giants fan. I ain't watching no Eagles game. Is you crazy? I know they did some dumb shit because they not the Giants. I know the Eagles did some dumb shit. They not the Giants. They ain't got Saquon Barkley. They ain't got a nigga that can run through the whole field like it's nothing. They ain't got that. I don't know how the hell the Bears gave you Robert. I think I got Quinn for some potato chips. The Philly got a lot of questionable trades this season. They got a lot of questionable trades that make me feel like the NFL is rigging it for Philly. Like, what? They make me feel like the NFL rigging it for Philly. They got a crazy. Philly do got a crazy team, though. I can't even front. They team crazy. It's definitely gonna be either. I put the link out there. First question. Who y'all got? Big K. Big K or A Ward? I put the link out there. This is a Patreon for y'all pulling up. This is a Patreon episode. We live right now, but this will be on the Patreon, a Patreon exclusive. Make sure you join the Patreon. We live right now, but this will be on Patreon. Nigga said go Cowboys. A Ward, Big K. I'm not gonna lie, man. I just seen A Ward hold his own against Rum Nitty. And I thought Rum Nitty was at the top of his game. And I thought A-Ward ain't do that bad. I might have. If you ask me that on a Wednesday, I got A-Ward winning. Like, if you ask me this Wednesday coming up, yo, who you got from that Rum Nitty versus A-Ward, I might say A-Ward. But any other day, I'm going to say Rum Nitty. But if you ask me, like, on a Wednesday, Thursday, I might say A-Ward. A-Ward did. He went crazy versus Rum Nitty. Even his third round was flawless. I mean, it really depends. I need to know. Number one, I need to know about the time limits. And number two, well, A-Ward don't really rap. I think A-Ward can follow the time limit. So, the thing about Big K is Big K could give you one fire round that could knock your ass out. Big K could give you one fire round that could knock your ass out, and then that throw your whole equilibrium off. But I'm gonna go A Ward. I'm not gonna front. I'm trying to. Now, Big K, he gonna have a lot of fuck you up bars, punch you in the face type shit. But I got Rum Nitty. I mean, I got A Ward. Nah, see, if this was a one rounder, I'm not gonna. Big K always he got like a power up punch. Like, you know when he throwing the punch, but if he hits you with one of them shits, you out of here. Like, you can see Big K. Like, if I'm a battler, I can see a Big K punch because it's really not that intricate. But where it lacks like intricacy, where it lacks that, it makes up for with like punch, like. It makes up for with, like, the actual punch. Like, it may not be that intricate, but that shit gonna be heavy sometimes. So, and I ain't gonna front. Big K kind of motivated. So, salute. Yes, sir. Happy birthday. Yes, sir. It was my birthday. Saturday. Salute. T-Top said he on volume. Yeah, I believe Top might be on volume. Niggas is acting like the Eagle losing is the second coming of Jesus. Niggas was due for L. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of, I'm going to keep it real. It's kind of nasty. The Eagles, y'all got one of the most easiest schedules in the A. I said the A. In the L. Y'all got one of the most easiest schedules in the NFL. So for y'all to lose, it's kind of crazy. Y'all schedule is super easy. Y'all face a bunch of dirtbag type teams. And come on, man. Y'all should not be losing. Somebody said Kit T-Top versus Kid Slade on Volume 10. I don't want to see that. It's way too early for that, man. Y'all, it low-key was too... the easy battle to me happened too soon with the T-Top, but it still ended up working out for easy. Nah. Smack said Geechee and Hitman was going to be this year. Smack never accomplished the... Nah, I can't... Yo, you got to... Man, when you negotiating with a nigga like Hitman, a nigga like Geechee, it's definitely not... It's not going to be hard. Like, those are two of the top premier paid battle rappers. So, that's a hard battle for any league to book, man. Because you got to... Hitman's... You know what I mean? He doing his own thing now with Bags and Bodies. He got his own shit popping off. So, I could imagine to bring him to the table to want to sit him down is going to run you up. That's 300,000 or better, easy, guaranteed. 300,000 or better. He probably get 250, 300. You're going to make it back. Like, I mean, you're going to make it back. Hitman a big name, man. Y'all market that shit right, you're going to make way more than that. You know what I mean? You just got to know how to market it. Nigga said Stumbles ain't going on Volume. I ain't going to lie. I think Kid Slade beat Stumbles. He beat Stumbles in the next year, man. I don't think we're going to see Stumbles until, like, the spring. He might have beat him till next year. He took one of them L's that you just got to sit for the rest of the year. Like JC. Some L's you take, you got to sit. It's like one of those. Like, he got sat down. Pause. Yes, exactly. Bravo Smith, exactly. Stumbles ain't ready yet. He definitely need a lot more seasoning. He need to add a little bit of paprika. He got the salt. He got the pepper. He got some garlic. But he needs some paprika. He needs some, maybe a little Old Bay. You know what I mean? He needs some stuff. So he definitely knocked him in the next year, man. Piranha definitely deserve a shot, for sure. Piranha been trying to get a plate for a minute. Did y'all watch the URL Lawyer versus Norbs hearing? Now, I watched it. I seen Norbs' response back. I seen Norb's clip. I I seen Norb's clip with Norb's. Hey, you guys don't know how it works in the courtroom. You know, it goes like, whatever, fam. Whatever. And I ain't going to kill the lawyer too bad because he a black brother, you know what I mean? And I know how it is. It's hard for, in that field especially, you know what I mean? A nigga going to go after a Jewish lawyer or he going, you know, he going to go after that before a lot of the times before he pick a people of color. And it sucks. But, you know, so I understand. Yeah, I salute Norris for attempting to pick a brother of color. But I ain't going to lie. He could have did it. He could have did a little bit better, man. A little bit better, man. He flipping through the pages and shit when a judge asking a question. Da, 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 you wildin'. You wildin'. You is wildin', sir. You supposed to have that rebuttal already off the top of your head. You supposed to have that off the top of your head, sir. That look crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Your lawyer, I definitely, definitely, nah. Nigga said, but yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas was in there. Them lawyers was in there getting third. The judges was in there laughing. Shit. Listen, man. Them judges was in there laughing. Them judges was in there talking about lunch and shit. Them niggas. Bob, golf. Yeah, golf Sunday. Yeah. Like, no. Stop it. Somebody said Norb should have got a Jew lawyer. I wouldn't say that. I just feel like I don't think it's nothing wrong with getting any kind of lawyer. Your lawyer just got to be on point, man. He got to be confident. I ain't really now. Not saying it like Norb's was. It's gonna be a big, I guess, drawn out thing. But this don't help. And because you got to appeal, that don't really, nigga. What that. What do you mean? I didn't get that. He said because he got an appeal, that mean they, nah. That just mean they want to beat you up in court again. They're going to take some more of your money. That's all that mean. Yo, y'all going crazy. Nigga said he had a Barnes & Noble lawyer. Oh, nah. See, listen, man. I ain't gonna roast the lawyer too much, man, because I'm trying to support our people, man. It's dope he had a black lawyer, but that brother was getting cooked. I ain't gonna lie, that brother was getting cooked. That brother must have been a fan of URL. That brother must have free my guy Surf, man. That brother must have watched that brother must have watched Surf versus JC before he walked in that court and said, nah. Nah. Smacking him cool as shit. Nah. I ain't doing that. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yo, that nigga was. I mean, I don't know. Nigga said Tony Bro would have did better. I'm crying. It's the comments. It's not me. It's not me. I'm reading the comments. It's not me. I'm innocent. I don't want to kill a lawyer too much because, like I said, it was a black lawyer. You know what I mean? But, brother, as a black lawyer, you got to do a little bit better, sir. I ain't going to lie. You got to do a little bit better, sir. Nigga said Tone Bro would have had it. Yo, y'all got, it's not me, it's the comments. Read them comments. Niggas got me crying. Niggas said, this literally why niggas say you compromise. I'm compromising. I'm talking about this shit. What do you mean? That's not how compromise work, you meathead. Usually when you compromise, you change the subject. That's usually how it go. You don't dig deep into the convo, meathead. Niggas say he got his lawyer off LinkedIn. I mean, that's not really a bad place to get a lawyer. LinkedIn, it's a lot of professional business people on LinkedIn now. We ain't doing that. I ain't going front. I think he got his... Nigga said he got his lawyer from the Ghoulie, Spaces. Y'all going crazy. I mean, shit, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know nothing about that situation. I don't really care to know. I don't never care to know. If Norbs get money, salute. If he don't, I don't care about that. I'm talking about that video, though. I'm talking about that video with that lawyer. That's all I'm talking about. That video look crazy. I ain't gonna lie, he look crazy. Damn, son. First off, them judges, I don't know if they had the case before that case got them upset. They was on point. Holy shit. Then that wasn't criminal judges. Oh, my gosh. They was on point. Nigga said, yo, y'all going crazy in the comments. Oh, shit. Nigga said, that's the same lawyer Kanye got. Kanye ain't got no damn lawyer. That's Kanye's problem. If Kanye would have had a lawyer and some people that wasn't scared of him around him, he'd still have some endorsements left. That nigga Kanye, they took everything from Kanye. They took everything from Kanye. Kanye done built Balenciaga up this whole year. That Balenciaga was the first nigga to leave. Balenciaga was the first nigga to leave. Can you believe that? Yo, MR1, what's up?
So yo,
yeah, what's good with you? I can't really see you, but what's up?
I'm driving right now, my nigga. That's really a bozo, bruh.
You said what? What'd you say? Damn, niggas is dead. Boy, I ain't gonna lie. You'd have came into that camera saying something crazy. You'd have got flanked. You'd have got flanked. Play with something safe. I'm just telling you. Play with something safe. I ain't really safe. You'd have got flanked. Yeah, and plus don't be on YouTube and drive, my nigga. I ain't, come on, man. Let me see. Yo.
What up with you?
Yo, what's good? Finesse, what's up?
How's it going? What's good with you, Polo?
Ain't shit. What's up, man? What you want to talk about?
I really just wanted to come up here to say, first and foremost, shout out Black Compass, of course. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Go get you some Black Compass merch. Y'all know where to go grab it at. And free Sue Surf. I just wanted to... That was really it. I have too much to say. How's it going with you too, Polo? I don't know if you've been asked that today. How you doing today?
Oh yeah, nah, shit been good, man. You know, right? Birthday just passed. Shit been good. I'm just trying to see what everybody talking about. I fake been out of battle rap this weekend, so I'm just trying to tap back in.
Oh nah, yeah, I feel you.
What you think about you seen that video of Norm's lawyer?
Well, yeah.
You seen that video of Norm's
lawyer? Just tapping in, seeing what was good. I'm in the car right now. Is my shit lagging?
Yeah, your shit might be lagging. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said, did you see that video of Norb's lawyer?
Nah, I actually didn't see it. What happened?
I can't. Oh, nah. His lawyer was just in court. It was a little part of his lawyer
in
court.
I'm sure I can find the clip if I go look for it. I'm sure.
Yeah, you could type it in. It's all over. He got caught.
Nah, yeah, okay. Nah, I ain't see it yet, but I see everybody on his ass, so that's just going to make sense when I double back. You feel me?
Yeah. I bet. Yes, sir. I got more callers. I'm going to get them in. Salute to you. Anything you want to shout out?
Matter of fact, I want to shout out my brand. If y'all want to go to Official GSG Clothing, go peep that. A lot of people like to talk. We like to make moves. So,
okay.
Check that out.
Shit, I'm going to check it out. Send me some shit, man. Tap in. Hit me on Twitter.
Nah, hell yeah. I got you, bro.
I bet. Sure. Yeah.
All right,
yeah. I see line order. Boy, yo. Stop it.
Wait, hold on.
Boy, stop it.
Come on, this me.
Boy, no. You got it on overlay. You got to put it on back. No, okay,
I had the little camera blocker shit. My bad. What's good, Polo?
Oh, shit, man. What's up?
Happy birthday. Happy belated and all that.
Hell yeah. Nah, you and Devo, you be using the same background.
Hey man, this just the default. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had time to find the proper Black Power one and shit.
Nigga said the proper. Yo, did you see that video of Norm's lawyer?
Yeah, man, his lawyer was up there getting cooked, bro, on some newbie shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was over there talking about, I got statements on my wall. What I'm actually studying for right now is the bar. So I actually had just actually been going over partnerships and corporations and shit. And it's like, yeah, it baffled me how he didn't know what the fuck was going on at all. You know what I'm saying? But
he looked nervous.
I mean, listen, I had to like argue some motions in front of judges like during internships. And yeah, it is nervous because you definitely got to be on your shit. But I mean, like, any reasonable person will tell you, like, you're not going to have like 100% of the answers for the questions that they ask you. But I mean, you know, you definitely got to have your arguments. You definitely got to have your elements to the arguments, and you just got to have like a direction to go in. Buddy was all over the place. Like, first thing out the gate, like, why you need discovery if you are owner? That bar killed his whole shit out the gate, because the definition of a partnership is two people carrying on business for profits and they share in losses. So it was just like, bro, how you don't? That's the whole crux.
Yeah.
Right now, how you don't? I was baffled, bro.
Yeah, that threw me off too, because I'm like, damn, she knocked him out his opening statement. I'm like, damn. Right.
One hit of quitter, first round, man.
And he didn't have a rebuttal for that, but what do you think about Norm saying that this is just one thing, he still could win, he got an appeal if the judges didn't give him an appeal?
I thought this was the appeal, though. So, I mean, I don't know if his case was dismissed or whatnot. I know dude was like, I know that's the end of my time, and like, I'm studying for Pennsylvania, so I don't know how New York works and shit, but it's like, it doesn't sound like the case was dismissed, so he probably can bring it again. As long as it wasn't dismissed without prejudice, he should be able to bring it back up. But I don't know how New York works, but this is just like off federal jurisdiction shit that I'm guessing off of.
I mean, he can definitely bring back, but it don't look good that it keep. I think that it don't look, yeah. it ain't look too good.
The URL lawyer was getting grilled too, but at least Buddy was like, he had his rebuttals ready. At least
he
sounded.
Nah, yeah, he was ready. You could tell he'd been in that situation before.
Yeah, he was composed at least, you know.
That's the main thing when you be in the courtrooms, them, and when you got lawyers and shit. The judges, your lawyer, confidence is another reason. Like, confidence is a big thing with, like, you know what I mean, with a good lawyer. Like, he's confident talking to the judge. He's not stuttering. He's not fumbled through pages. He got his shit articulated right there, notes ready.
Everything.
All that shit they paying attention to.
Especially if you arguing in front of a panel, if it's like a bench trial where your jury is the judges, yeah, you better have your shit together, because you're not explaining it to 12 regular lay people. That the judges is gonna know when you bullshitting, and they're gonna call you on that.
Yo, what you think about 21 Savage saying Nas is irrelevant? I mean, he backtracked, but of course he backtracked because they was on his ass from 6 a.m.
I don't know what possessed that young man to say that shit. Like, bro, it's just, I mean, like, all right, so I think it's just the words he used, you know what I'm saying, which is like, Nas is not, he's not like a, I don't want to say... He's not like a mainstream commercial artist anymore. He's one of them artists that, like, listen, the nigga's a legend. He's put his time in the game. He's always going to have that fan base. Like, and you know, every old head that's still alive that was here at the inception of hip hop is going to bring the hammer down on you for that. So I don't even know why he said that. But I mean, like, all of his most recent projects are still getting critical acclaim. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas love King's Disease. I listen to it. And, you know, the thing people always said about Nas was, like, he be rapping over trash beats. And, you know, lately his album's been having, like, dope production. So, I don't know. It was probably just one of them, like, you know, young nigga things. Oh, this old-ass nigga don't matter. It was probably, like, one of them moments. But, yeah, it's Nas, man. You know, people going to go to bat for him all the time.
Yeah, like, I just feel like with this generation, I don't know what's going on where, like, we, like, somehow... Like, I noticed with, like, a lot of the younger artists, like, they use age as, like, a bad thing. Like, if a nigga still rapping at whatever the case might be, or if he an OG, oh, nah, he an OG, I ain't listening to him. But Nas is a nigga that's been relevant since every year he came out, he's been relevant. His first album is critically acclaimed, you know what I mean? And from his first album to he's winning Grammys off his latest projects he just put out. He just won a Grammy for the King Disease. I think it was the first one, I believe, but or the second one, maybe the first one, the second one. But 21, my nigga, come on, man. Drake got you lit again. Stop.
The funniest part about all this shit, Polo, is that all the rappers that be talking about niggas being old are approaching that age now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm 21 Uzi, is in the 30s.
Uzi, I remember very specifically, this nigga Uzi was like, if you older than 28, you were old head. Boy, you about to be like 26, 27. I seen the interview, Fabio Foreign, nigga asked him how old are you? He was trying to put his age together. Dude swerved the whole question, went off and told the whole story. It's like, when are y'all going to come to the realization that being grown?
Right. The thing with Fabio would never say no crazy shit like Nas overrated. He got songs with Nas spicy.
He's from New York.
Yeah, like I just don't, I don't understand that one at all. Like that one is weird. And hip hop is like really one of the only genres where we shit on our like our OGs, like you know what I mean, like KRS-One's and all that. We shit on them and rock and roll and all that other shit. They don't do that.
Yeah, but you know, I think that's really it's something that's gonna change with time. Like hip hop's still relatively young. You know what I'm saying? What the late 70s or whatever. It's just the old successful rappers are anomalies. You know what I'm saying? The Jay-Z's, the who else is old head that be moving shit? Fucking, I'd say probably like, well, nah, I was gonna say like Jeezy. I really liked his Snowfall album. Mm-hmm. And Jeezy is definitely one of the elder statesmen in hip hop now. But it's like, we don't have too many examples of like, I guess, older generation rappers mm-hmm. that's still like in the commercial forefront that can like move the needle when they drop shit. So that's probably why it's so like so easy for niggas to just shit on the old heads. But I think as we see,
Drake ain't no young head. Drake is about to be 40. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like as we see the generations get older. And the other thing is, you know, these young niggas only respect you if you look like you make money. So as we see like more rappers that like got the bag as they age, like Drake is a perfect example. I think Drake is gonna be another dude when he's 40, 50. He's probably depends on what he's rapping about. It's Drake. You never know what the fuck he's going to be rapping about. But depending on what he's rapping about, he's going to be the elder statesman who's still lit, still got the bread, still moving the culture. I think we're going to see more people transition into that commercially successful role while being older at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. They said you look like Conway.
No, they say I look like everybody. I've heard it all, man.
They said you like Amir Johnson. I actually see Amir Johnson in sacks. Well, that nigga is tall as hell.
Man, what you seen the Black Panther movie?
Nah, I ain't see that yet, man. Listen, man, that shit like 9 hours long, I think.
Yeah, it's about like 2.5.
Yeah, man, I gotta find the time for that. I ain't gonna lie, Wakanda gonna be watching me sleep. I gotta really find. But I ain't gonna front. I'm hearing it's sad though.
It was.
They saying it's super like, sad.
Is definitely you can feel like you can the movie. Yeah, the tone of the movie is definitely like darker. Like the boy Chadwick, his shit is his memory all over that movie and shit. So yeah, it's definitely like a more somber tone. But I think it was a great movie. You know. I don't know if it was a 10 out of 10 people. It's definitely a dope ass movie.
Okay. Did you see Black Adam?
Nah, man, I don't know. I read reviews. I'm probably still going to see it, but it's like the reviews is mixed. And the fact that Black Panther made in this weekend, what Black Adam made like over the past 4 weeks.
So it's it's hard to compete. You had Rihanna in it. Everybody know y'all. It's like a tribute to Chad.
Rock though. It's one of the leaders.
Yeah, but the Rock respect. Nobody can compete with like the star actor of a movie dying from cancer, and then they doing a tribute movie for him. Like it's hard to compete with that.
I mean, Black Panther had already moved the culture, but
I see you, T. I got you.
He's up there though. I think he's one of them 40 million a movie actors. It's like him, Denzel, Will Smith. He's up there. He moves the needle. The Rock.
Yeah, but The Rock ain't The Rock. He's up there for The Rock. Nobody is jumping out to see The Rock respectfully in a DC movie. Like, I felt like people was like, is this going to be Fast and the Furious again? Or, like, The Rock got a weird way of turning every movie to Jumanji.
He definitely played the same character in every movie, but
He turned every movie to Jumanji. Like, I don't know how the nigga had a movie Rampage, and Rampage turned into Jumanji by the end of the movie. I'm like, what is going on?
Bro, they be having him do the most ridiculous shit in the, what was the fucking movie where the dude was like a first responder or something, and he's like holding two buildings together that's falling apart?
I think, that wasn't Rampage?
Nah, it was something else, man.
What he was doing in Rampage, that's when he had to fight the big gorilla, right?
I'm pretty sure the big gorilla was his buddy. The big gorilla had to go fight the, like, big-ass crocodile or some shit. It was a movie where
pack The Rock up. Get him out of here. Pack The Rock. I fuck with The Rock. I like The Rock because I fuck with The Rock, but he getting paid. He just doing what they pay him. But boy, them movie scripts be garbage.
Skyscraper. Yeah, Skyscraper.
Skyscraper was the movie where he had to climb to the top and it was like ran by like samurais and shit.
Wait, no, was it San Andreas? It was one of them. All them, the Rock movies, they all bleed together, bro.
Like nah, San Andreas is the one where the earthquakes was messing up the movie and that movie turned into Jumanji. I don't know. I promise you, all his movies turn right back into Jumanji. He had the fake leg in Skyscraper. He threw that shit at the helicopter. Took the whole building down with a fake leg. Get him out of here.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to let the next caller call in.
One last thing. Did you watch UFC 281 this weekend?
Yeah, I thought the referee ended that fight way too early.
I'm not mad at the stop. I mean, like
you said, that was a horrible stoppage.
If you bring back Steve Mazzagatti, yeah, he might make it to the end of that round. He might get knocked out in the next 5 seconds. Who knows?
But let him get knocked out at least. Let him, like, he was just dazed. I just felt like let him hit the floor at least.
That nigga that he was fighting.
No, I know he beat him in kickboxing.
He's not a middleweight, bro. He has no business fighting at that weight class. They said he walked around 222.
Nah, the dude that was that he fought is apparently that's like his arch nemesis. Only person that's been beating Izzy his whole career.
I get that, but bro, he's gonna bully that whole division. Did you see how big that nigga was?
No, he's super big, but I'm telling you, he ended that. He was getting his ass whooped the whole fight.
He was, but it's like,
I could see if he was dominating him, bro. It was the last round. He getting his ass whooped the whole fight. You gonna stop that for real?
Man, that nigga, he was just durable as shit, bro. He was if the first round at the end of the first round where Izzy cracked him with them two shits. If it had been like 4 seconds left, it might have been a different story, bro. But I think he was just able to recover because dude is like, he was fucking huge.
I mean, but Izzy is huge too. Pause. He's pretty tall too.
He's just lanky.
Yeah, but he's tall. Izzy is usually bigger than a lot of people he fight.
I don't think so, bro. He don't really cut weight for fights. He said his.
No, I'm talking about height wise. He's super.
Yeah.
Height wise, I believe Izzy is definitely like hold on. Let me see Izzy height exactly.
I think he's 6'3".
Izzy is 6'4".
6'4", all right. So buddy yeah, he's about like 6'7".
He's 6'4", man. 6'4" and His legs and his wingspan, boy, stop it. That nigga's big as hell.
Yeah, that's a fact. R.I.P. Anthony Johnson, too, I guess. Man.
Oh, yeah. Rumble. That's a fact, man. Yeah, and he already kind of – he been beating Izzy. He beat him in the kickboxing. I watched some footage. He beat him in the kickboxing. But like I said, I thought the referee stopped that a little bit too early.
But this is low-key good for the division, though, because it was getting stagnant. You know, I mean, it's kind of boring to see a champion, like, beat the same niggas over and over. So this is definitely good for the division. You know, it gives Robert Whittaker probably a shot at the belt.
Robert Whittaker?
Bro, he's the only nigga that – he was whooping everybody else's ass except for Izzy.
I mean, I think Izzy gonna activate the rematch clause and he gonna whoop his ass, man.
That's a given. But a nigga beat you three times, bro. He might just have your number.
I thought Izzy was winning this fight.
And Quiet's Cap, like the fact that they fast tracked this nigga, bro, four fights, a championship fight, and it's like a dominant champion, and you win. Like, I don't, that nigga's an anomaly, man.
They said they want to see him versus John Jones.
John Jones
retired?
Nah, he just been on like a 3-year layoff. I mean, I don't know if that fight's gonna happen, bro.
Seen the clip, John Jones look fat as hell.
The way Francis talking is like they're not trying to cough up that paper, and it's like if they're not trying to cough up that paper, he's gonna.
And John Jones a cheater, man.
I mean, niggas say that, but it's like,
nah, boy, stop it. Stop it right now. Bro, he got caught with coke in his system. He got caught with wild different performing enhancements.
Bro, if you beat niggas with coke in your system, like what that say about you, dog?
Bro, coke is like a unlimited stamina.
That shit burns through, don't that shit like burn through your endorphins? Don't you like crash after that shit?
Yeah, but guess what? You crash when you in the locker room after you just finished whooping somebody's ass. Like, what? Yo, get him out of here. He's a cheater.
Hey, man, that nigga been whooping ass through like three eras of UFC. He the GOAT, man.
He beat the same four people 1,000 times. How many times he gonna fight on?
Oh, look at the resume. Stop it, Polo.
He beat the same people, man. The
nigga he fought twice was the Gustafson nigga, I think. Alexander Gustafson, that's the only person he ever rematched.
Who's the guy that he cheated to beat? What's his name?
They say he was on it when he fought DC the second.
Listen, he's been on it his whole career.
Who knows, man? But hey, UFC's
that nigga, huh?
I mean, USADA takes care of most of that shit, bro. It could be worse. Niggas was doing testosterone replacement.
No. You ain't gonna say that. It was this nigga John Jones, like 6'9", on cocaine and in shape. Who the hell is beating him?
He said he didn't even train for some of his fights, bro.
And you don't gotta train when you on all these performance enhancements and you 6'9".
That's cap, bro.
He's a cheater. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, man. Whatever, bro.
Yeah, he got caught using damn near everything, but I'm gonna get the next caller in.
Yeah,
salute.
For sure, man. I've been up here talking for a minute, man. Hey, salute BCM. Enjoy your belated birthday and all that shit, bro.
Oh, yes, sir. I ain't gonna even try to pronounce your first name, Johnson. $10. He said, yo, Polo, I don't have Twitter. Can I DM you on IG? Yeah, hit me up. Billionaire Polo, hit me up. Uncle T, what up?
Yo, what's good, Polo?
Yo, what's good, my guy? What's up?
Man, not shit. Happy belated, bro.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
Man, no, bro. I wanted to chop it up for real about that motherfucking champion of the year shit, bro.
Oh, who you got champion of the year?
Man, my top five, bro. Tell me if I'm tripping, bro. Look. I got number one, easy to block captain, bro.
Why you say easy number one?
I just feel like strength of schedule, bro. And he winning he beating everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like he done battled Goods, Cal. You know what I'm saying? Like he about to battle Big T. You know what I'm saying? Like that's three tough battles. Even though Big T ain't been the same lately, he's still that's a good battle. You know what I'm saying? Then I got Geechee. Geechee gotta be there. He gotta be there.
You got Geechee.
You got JC. You got JC Swamp. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta put Bill. I gotta put Bill in there. You know what I'm saying? But
Okay. I ain't mad. You got Geechee over Danny, and you got Geechee having a better year than Danny and Tay Rock.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he didn't battle Hollow the Don. You know what I'm saying? Jazz the Rapper and Murder Mook. That three alone. You know what I'm saying? He killed Mike P to start the year off. You know what I'm saying? He just battled Disaster. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, that's a crazy.
So, Mike P, out of the Jazz, Hollow, and Murder Mook, what's his record?
I think he beat Jazz 2-1.
Okay.
First and third.
First and third. Okay, so he about okay. So you got him.
So I got him losing. I got him losing the hollow, but it was so close. You know what I'm saying? It was so close. I mean, you could go either way with that. He beat Diz. You know what I'm saying? He lost the Mook, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta say, like, think about Swamp. Like Swamp ain't been beating everybody.
Clean paper battle.
Clean paper. I think he beat QP. I feel like y'all felt a little bad for QP because he ain't been doing too good, and y'all gave him a little extra props on that one. He did do good though.
Mm.
He did do good.
What about the Trufo battle?
Huh?
What about the Trufo battle?
That, come on, man. You know DC. Polo, you was judging that, man. Didn't you pick Trufo to win that, dog? Come on, Polo, man.
Trufo definitely won that.
Man, Trufo, he was good.
Yo,
bro,
listen, I'm say something I never said before, right? When I was when I'm judging, now I can hear Caffeine because they got us in like a Zoom. Right. So when I'm judging, I say Trufo, my nigga. I could hear a pen drop. Like that's how niggas like. Like niggas could not believe I said Trufo. I'm like, oh shit.
So can I ask you a question, bro? When you look back on that battle and you watch it again, you got Trufo winning?
100%.
Okay. I respect that, bro, for sure.
100%. Geechee second now. Geechee's second rounds a lot this year been fire, but his second round versus Trufo was really good though. His second round was
I feel
was
like
really
people just I feel like people low key been hating on my nigga. I ain't gonna lie, Sue Surf is my favorite battle rapper of all time. Like nobody, like you can't tell me shit about Surf GT all the way. But you feel me? I feel like niggas be hating on Geechee, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't say that niggas don't hate on him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas really didn't want to hear that nigga against Mook, bro. They didn't want to hear him. You know what I'm saying? I get it, though. I get it. You know what I'm saying? He did start off with the weird rebuttal. That rebuttal was weird, but, like, it was by second round, it was like, well, fuck, I want to hear Mook. Fuck Geechee. I want to hear Mook. By second round, you didn't even want to hear him. You know what I'm saying? We got to listen to these niggas, man. We got to really, like, tap in and listen, bro, because that nigga was talking up there. He didn't win. Of course he didn't win, but I feel like it would have been a better battle in the neutral ground.
Do you think if Murder Mook battled Geechee in L.A., do you think the crowd would have gave Murder Mook a fair chance?
I feel like no, absolutely not. But I feel like if that battle was in Houston, I feel like that would have been a classic, bro.
You don't think it was a classic?
It was a classic, but watching it back, it's kind of, I watched it back, bro. It's kind of nasty with the gas. I ain't gonna lie. It's a little nasty. Like,
what was gas though? I don't see the gas.
Come on, bro. Niggas, I mean, the sturdy shit, y'all New York niggas. Once
that was 30, crazy.
They're building almost, the building looked like it was the camera.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen a reaction that big in a building since maybe like Ad versus Chess. Like that? Like, no. I said Ad versus Chess. I'm sorry. Easy versus Chess. I'm sorry.
Easy, I think, was it the body after body? Was that crazier than the what Chess have in the first round, man? That was crazy as hell.
I'm saying the reactions, Easy versus Chess was the last in the building, that shit, I'm on stage, the shit like shaking and shit. Like, I'm
bro,
like,
bro,
oh,
I believe, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never been to an event, bro. I see you at every one. I be like, I know these niggas love it, bro. I know y'all love that shit, bro. Like, that shit gotta be like, I'm coming. Like, the next Surf one, I probably pop out though, for real. It's time. I gotta see my nigga Surf live. You know, free to wave. You know,
free to wave, man. Hopefully, yeah, man. Prayers, man. Hopefully,
man,
that's real
for
too.
Sure. But no, I wanted to ask you too, bro. Like, you think Danny had a better year than Surf?
Than
Surf, bro.
Surf. How many battles Surf got this year? I thought Surf only got one battle, right?
Surf got two. but the performance wise,
we battled this year.
He battled Cortez, and he battled
Cortez and JC.
You think them two performances, everything Danny didn't did, you think Danny had a better year?
Danny definitely had a better year.
I don't know, bro. I feel like Danny dropped the ball a lot, bro. He started off with these super crazy years, and then he just like fall off.
Where you think he dropped the ball at?
F.
But look, he started the year off with Tay Rock. That's one of the craziest battles to this day.
Yeah, that was great. It was none of them
performance. It was Lil Slack. He went crazy on Lil Slap.
Come on, bro. He's 12.
He went crazy on Nun.
He's 12, bro. Lil Slap is 12.
I'm just saying. I'm just walking you through his year. He went crazy on Nun. Danny had him and Rum Nitty. Did you see that Rum Nitty battle?
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't see the Nitty battle.
You gotta watch that one. That's a classic.
I didn't see the Nitty battle. I really wasn't excited about it because of the first one. You know, it was like, okay, you know, they just trying to recycle, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, Danny got it. I ain't gonna lie. Prestavia, I had Prestavia winning.
Definitely had Priest winning.
J400, I had Danny and J400. The Freck battle was nasty. Tay Rock was a great battle. Fonz.
The Fonz performing. You thought that was good?
I forgot about that one. I ain't gonna lie. I just remembered that.
That was nasty, bro. Yeah, battle was nasty.
I feel he had two battles. Surf only had two. Surf had two battles this year, so he wouldn't count anyway. He had to have at least three.
Yeah, I guess. But man, that's why I wish we could have seen him in December, bro. Because I feel like if he would have showed up in December, he would be top three champion of the year. Surf be so like people say he get too much love, bro, but he really don't lose, bro.
Yeah, Surf is gonna battle Mook. Yeah, you know what I mean,
that was like really gonna happen.
Come on, man. We're free to wave. Should it?
Hey, man, look, Polo, man. I appreciate you having me up here, bro. I ain't gonna, you know, hold you for two. I just wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Was that five crazy though?
Nah, I don't think it was crazy because I ain't gonna front. Geechee got a year, even though he has got a lot of L's this year, but. But it's like debatable L's, and then his resume is kind of crazy. I definitely think he top 10, top 5, no.
Bro,
top 10.
Just think about his last, like, say, like, 10, like, not even 10, like, six battles. Bro, that shit is crazy, bro. Niggas just ain't battling them niggas, bro.
Nigga got
Lux, Hollow, and Mook in a year, Polo.
No, I ain't gonna front. That's crazy.
Him and Averb is the only niggas that even, you feel me? Like, that shit, that nigga crazy, bro.
Nah, Geechee definitely, his accolades is A1 top. Damn. But as far as champion of the year, I mean, he definitely could argue for top 10. I can
I'm gonna be mad. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be a little sick. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta be in that five, bro. You got to.
I don't think so.
All
right,
man.
I ain't gonna lie. And it's just because of the simple fact, all the top, like, Bill Collector got a battle coming up. Rum Nitty got a battle coming up. Easy got a battle coming up with Big T. All the top people got battles coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Easy battle Verb, too.
Easy having
a great, bro. Man. All right, man. Hey.
And you forget Suge got a battle coming up. Suge low key in there.
Suge got a battle coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Suge got some shit coming up. Him and Verb. They got some shit coming up.
Oh, okay. Suge. Man, I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be hating on him too. Verb be slept on, bro. He be slept on, man.
Nah, yeah, Verb another nigga that be slept on, man. I think Verb people don't like to admit it, but Verb last five performances wasn't bad. Like, Password was good. I thought him versus him versus Easy was good. Him versus Head Ice was good. He had some good battles.
For sure, bro. Hell yeah, man. Man, I appreciate what you're doing for the culture, though, bro. I appreciate that shit, bro.
Yo, definitely, man.
You showing, you feel me? You got me up here, bro. I ain't never thought I'd ever speak to you, bro. That shit crazy. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, nah, man. Oh, salute, my guy. You already?
For sure, bro. Thanks for having me up here, man. Oh,
you already?
All right, bro.
Listen, man. Champion of the Year talks is going to be crazy. I put the link out there. I mean, I'll take a few more. Fuck it. We here. Why not? It's midnight. Damn. I didn't even know that. I'll take a few more. Fuck it. Yeah, nigga said Suge having a crazy year. Swamp having a crazy year. Bill Collector is having a crazy year. Danny Myers. I mean, I see a lot of people saying Danny. Danny's had a crazy year. Jazz is low-key having a crazy year. Hit the likes. Get the likes up. Hit the likes. I ain't gonna lie, though. Geechee resume is crazy. His resume kind of crazy. Like, for the last 2 years, his resume is crazy. Mook, Clips, Lux, Hollow, Goods, Disaster. His resume kind of crazy. Yeah, only thing, it'd have been nice if he was clearing a lot. Yo, if he was clearing a lot of those, and Jazz too. Super. But he cleared, but the thing about Geechee is when you put him against them regular niggas, he cleared them. Clean up Alpha, he cleared the regular niggas. It's just, I don't know, man. When you fighting Kings, it's harder. When two Kings fight, it's harder. The regular Knights, he getting them out of there. They done. Good day. They done. They done. He said, all Geechee need is Rex, Hitman, Serious, not Serious. You wildin'. That Serious bad. Serious Geechee be yo, y'all gonna stop fronting on Serious Jones, man. Serious Jones is fire. I don't know why everybody ain't, why you don't like Serious Jones no more. What's going on? I want to see Serious and Geechee in L.A. I bet you do. I don't want to see that in L.A., man. Man, Serious not going to get a reaction if he battled Geechee in L.A. Man, niggas is going to be like this when Serious rap. Niggas is not even going to be thinking about it. If he battled Geechee in L.A., niggas is not even going to be thinking about nothing he say. If Serious battled Geechee Gotti in L.A., niggas not going to be thinking about nothing he say. I'm sorry. Serious wildin'. His best bet is to take Geechee in New York or Houston. You go to L.A., that's over. Tony White said, Polo, who should Rex battle next? Chess. I feel like Rex should battle Chess next, man. They've been shooting at each other every joint. Definitely got to be Chess. It gotta be. That's who I want to see Rex verse right now. And I think Rex know that, man. That's why Rex is a smart guy, man. He battled the Fury Montana kid to get a warm up, see what hit or not. All right, these little kid joints, all these little Head Start type, all these little kid references. Them bitches work. But if Saint Smoke Chess, I don't want to see that no more. If Saint not nobody to play with though, man. I know people go back, man. Saint kind of cleared Disaster. He was wildin'. Go back. So Saint ain't really nobody to play with. Rex versus Geechee would be crazy, but I gotta see Geechee. I don't wanna see Rex versus Geechee is crazy. But we could save that. Let's save that for when Geechee get back. get back in his system. When Geechee get back, when Geechee get his shot back and his rhythm back, now let's give him that one. But right now, nah. We wasting the battle. I just feel like he at that point now. He had like that GOAT point where like he's focusing on branding and shit like that. Save that one, man. Save that one. Nigga said Chess don't nigga, I'm telling you right now, I shoot your whole class like pitcher day. That shit is breaking the building. That shit is breaking the building anywhere. That shit breaking the building anywhere. We gonna do a traffic. We got the radio show tomorrow. Then we gonna do a traffic show. Then we got some. I mean, we gonna do some interviews this week. Got a lot of shit lined up. Rex only good for one round though. I put that link out there. Any other time, now niggas acting like y'all scared. What's up? Hit that link. Chess vs. Saint might be a murder scene. I don't know. I mean, hopefully. Chess can't really afford to have another bad performance. He have another bad performance. Y'all, niggas, everybody gonna light him up. So he can't really have a bad performance. URL different from King of the Dot. Saint gonna find out. That's what Greg freshly said. It is, but I feel like URL Arizona will be a little bit more receptive. I mean, the event being in on the West Coast, Arizona, I think niggas are gonna be a little bit more receptive to Saint. So I think Saint got a better chance. It's on the West. So, I want to see Jazz versus Bonnie. Man, I don't want to see that. I want to see Jazz versus Misfit. I want to see Jazz versus C3. I want to see Jazz versus Yoshi. I would love that battle. I'm telling you, if Yoshi win Chrome 23, she should definitely battle Jazz. 100%. Nigga said, no, I'm telling you, Yoshi versus Jazz, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. Oh, Bonnie definitely cooking this year. Bonnie is having a crazy year. I just don't like seeing Brooklyn on Brooklyn. I'm sorry. None personal. Oh, yeah, nah. Respect the Shice role, but, man, Jazz about to murder her. I just watched Shorty kind of put the balls on Shite's Raw. I ain't gonna lie. Shorty kind of went crazy on her. Crazy matchup ideas. Bill Collector versus Clips. Bill Collector versus Hollow. Yeah, okay. That shit gonna turn into a joke off. That shit gonna turn into fucking Nutty Professor 2. Bill Collector and Charlie Clips battle. Niggas gonna be up there. That shit gonna turn to Wildin' Out. Y'all Wildin' Out. That shit gonna definitely gonna turn to Wildin' Out. C3 gonna crunch Yoshi before she even get to the finals. I ain't hear niggas say crunch and dumb log. Bill getting 60 to them battles. Y'all killing Bill, man. Yo, Bill gonna come to the West Coast and smoke Rum Nitty. What y'all gonna do with that happen? Somebody said, you going to the second round of Chrome 23 tournament? Yeah. Yeah. 6-0 go crazy. Y'all wilding on Bill Collector. Bill, if you see this, you got to smoke Rum Nitty. They wilding on you in the comments. It ain't me. It's dumb. I'm just repeating it. Do you still want to see Jazz versus me? Yo, my God, Danny. Yo, Danny, hit this link, man. Hit this link, man. Hit this link, Danny. Hit that link right there, Danny. Nigga said, Bill only. Salute. Nigga said, Bill ran through two tournaments and forfeited at the end of the year. Yo, y'all is killing Bill. What's up? What he do? That girl Caution is gonna win. Bobby Lewis said Caution is gonna win Chrome 23. Y'all sleep, she beat. Y'all niggas active. Niggas gotta start doing more late shows. I ain't know we's active like this. Bill Collector isn't a name you give, Nitty. Yo, y'all is wilding on Bill Collector. What did he do? Bill Collector ain't losing no Big T. Stop it. Yeah, man, put your daughter to sleep. My man A say you want to hit the link, but he put his daughter to sleep, man. It's all right. Put your daughter to sleep. That's more important. Mook said the only person that could get his interest is, hold on, man. Hold on. See my guy Danny, man. Danny, what up?
Salute, bro. I just wanted to stop in and say what up.
What up, man? We was just in here talking about some battles and stuff like that. Bill Collector. They got Bill Collector getting smoke versus Rum Nitty.
I wouldn't say smoke, but I can't see him beating Rum Nitty in Phoenix.
Yeah, I can't see that either.
I mean, I could say 2-1 Rum Nitty. Not smoke. Because Bill really been rapping very well these last few years. I don't think he's been getting enough credit. But he's not beating no Rum Nitty. And that's no bias. I'm trying not to be biased. You know, of course, I'm EFB and I'm from the West, but, you know, I it's hard for me to bet against Rum Nitty no matter who he battles. So now when you throw in the fact that he's at home, his first home game, oh, man, he about to wig the fuck out.
You think it's a little dangerous that he's taking Bill Collector then Fonz?
Nitty been doing this shit for a long time, bro. I think he's built for this, and he does this. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying Bill and Fonz are like they're pushovers, because these guys are magnificent battle rappers in their own right. But Rum Nitty is Nitty a different level. I'm sorry, man. Nitty is definitely a different level, especially when it just comes to the penmanship. I think Fonz is trying to get where Nitty is at with the creativity and the setting up the haymakers and things like that. But I think Nitty's already mastered that some years back. Fonz is just now getting to the mastering level. Now, as far as Bill Collector, Bill is dangerous. I'll say that. I would want to think Bill would be a tougher fight, honestly, just because of the style clash. And because of the different aspects of Bill's game, because he can do a lot of different type of rapping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just trying to go punch for punch, you ain't gonna beat Rum Nitty going punch for punch. It's not gonna work.
Where you rank yourself for champion of the year this year? Where you number rank
one,
yourself?
Number one, man. Number one. I'm not gonna listen. shout out to Bill, shout out to JC, shout out to Swamp. Who else? A Ward, Tay Rock. I think all these guys are definitely worthy of having that spot. But no one's done more work than Danny Myers this year. Nobody's had a tougher schedule than Danny Myers this year. And nobody's been having the crazy battles, rebuttals. Think about this, bro. When we talk about punchers, I battle Rock, Av, Fonz, Nitty, B Magic, Clone, Nunna, Prestavia, all in the last like 8-9 months. This is like the number one puncher, the number two puncher, number three puncher. And then the nigga that set it off, all the other punchers, Clone is a crazy, listen, nobody's, and that's not to mention battling J400 Block in Newark, battling Sharone, battling fucking Frat, battling Jesus Christ, Rolla the week before Av, battling Active, battling Cortez, battling Tank the Demon again, battling My man Gutter out there at Tiller Jones League. Man, listen, nobody's done more work. I've had the toughest schedule. Nobody's been having the crazy rebuttals I've been having all year, every single battle. I don't see how anybody could be over me, to be honest. And that's no slight to Swamp. I get why you would want to say Swamp. Hmm. But three of the niggas that he battled and beat, I battled through same niggas this year. And I had a tougher version of them, as a matter of fact.
So, okay. So, let me get to the shits, man. They want to know, you got another battle this year?
Shit, I got probably 10 more this year, bro. This is what I'm saying. Like, nobody...
10 more?
First of all, I was, I was supposed to be on traffic, but my, you know, the battle got pushed to another car, so I was already on traffic. Before Surf got into his situation, Free Surf, by the way, you know, we was lining that up for December. So I was going to end out with one of the GOATs and then another one of the GOATs. So it just like two situations back to back prevented that from happening. So now I'm just kind of left scrambling to finish out the year, pretty strong. But I would want to take Swamp if that's what it boiled down to. If y'all saying Swamp champion of the year, then all right, cool. Then let us battle.
They said, how the hell you got 10 more battles?
And K-Shine battle at the end of the year. Remember when Geechee and K-Shine battled?
Uh-huh.
And they was like, yo, this kind of gonna determine, because they was like neck and neck for champion of the year. Then they battled at the Volume, and then Geechee wound up winning champion of the year. And I was like, well, if that's how y'all feel about Swamp, then line it up. I'm down to line that up before the year is out, just to really solidify that I'm the real champion of the year.
Danny, how the hell are you gonna do 10 battles and it's only 1 month left of the year?
Who else could do it? I'm the GOAT, man. I do that on the regular. You better ask.
Damn, that's crazy.
You better ask how I left from Van. I battled Cortez on Saturday, jumped on the plane, went to Boston, and 30 my man up there in Boston the next day on Sunday. I do this, man. I do this. It's like, I do this.
So you think, you saying that right now, you think it's between you or Swamp, and you willing to battle Swamp for that number one rank?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't even, I think A-Ward's been having a sleeper year. A-Ward's been having a sleeper year, and I think he's got like Soul Con and Big K to finish off the year, but he's also at Reed Dollars. He's at Clean Paper. He's had a phenomenal year. So his name don't ever even get brought up. So I just be like, damn. So I just look at it when you talk about check the boxes. So you say strength of schedule. So I've had all the toughest fights. I've been on Nome, Summer Madness, Super Fight with Tay Rock, Light Work. I've been on Band. I've done all of in-between events. So you can't say I didn't have no schedule. You can't say I ain't been on no cards. And you can't say I ain't been making no impact, because I've been having all fire battles. So I think I fit all of the criteria to be number one. You know what I mean? I think just with Swamp, it's more of the wow and shock factor of somebody who wasn't supposed to be winning these battles. I think that's the one thing that gives him the edge over me. Is that it's the underdog story. It's the story of the guy that he wasn't supposed to be winning these battles. I think when people look at me, on one hand, I'm supposed to be winning these battles. You know what I'm saying? But Swamp not necessarily supposed to be winning them. But I would think that would give you most improved or some shit like that of the year. Not champion of the year, because I've been doing the real championship, which is giving people looks, trying to help revitalize careers. Taking on the guys that don't really get the looks, but I'm out here doing it. With taking on Active, shout out my man Active, shout out the Clone.
Yeah, you
shout
went out. Crazy versus Active too.
Yeah, thank you, brother. J400 Block, even just doing that with a little slap, a little dope moment for hip hop. Then you see T Rex follow suit, and then T Rex does it. But I was the one that did that first. Like, stop playing with me. When you say champion of the year. And not to mention even the up and coming guys, like even with the ill, shout out to Illmac and the Spaces, but shout out to Jinx, shout out to Aday. I went crazy with them. Shout out to Appa. I went crazy with him. This is all this year. This is all this year, bro. This is what I'm saying, bro. Like and shit like that, it doesn't really get counted and they don't register it. But the thing is, I'd be like, those have to count because if Danny Myers goes in one of these battles, chokes, gets killed, get body bagged, they bring that up when they do the champion of the year panel. They'll say, yeah, well, Danny, you know, you kind of choke versus Frack, bro. You fucked up. They'll bring up shit like that, but they won't bring up all the work that I've been doing prior and afterwards. So it's like, you got to count everything I've been doing. So, you know.
Now, you keep mentioning Swamp, but what about... Because it might be other people that people got number one. I see a lot of people saying Suge, and I see a lot of people say Easy.
Nah, here's why. Here's
okay.
Why. And no slight to them either. But where were these guys at in January? Where were these guys at in February? Where were these guys at in March? Where were these guys in April? This is what niggas do. They come in towards the end of the year. They'll give you 3-4 good battles in a row, and then they start yelling out champion of the year. Like I said, a nigga can't come in at the work shift, at the end of the work shift, stack some boxes in the fucking Amazon warehouse, and you're employee of the day. Nah, nigga, what happened what about the nigga that was there at 6 a.m., getting the workplace cleaned up, sweeping up, opening up? The nigga that was there from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., not the nigga that came from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It don't work like that. And so when you say champion of the year, now if you want to say champion of the quarter, champion of the season, now you can start saying names like Suge, man. And listen, Suge is my bro. But listen, he wasn't outside in January when I was battling Tay Rock. He wasn't outside when I was battling Sharon in February. He wasn't outside when I battled motherfucking Av. Where was these niggas at then? This is what I'm saying, bro. Danny been doing this shit from the very first event to the last event. I didn't even take a month off, bro. I haven't had a month off. Me getting 2 weeks off is a wonderful blessing to get 14 days without a battle, bro. So when you say champion of the year, then I don't know. I cannot put nobody above me that hasn't done as much work. And like I said, it's not even about the quantity. It's the quality of the battles as well. It's the quality as well. I'm putting on quality showings. Whether you felt I won or lost, I'm putting on quality showings. And I'm rebuttaling and freestyling. None of these niggas, name me one of them niggas that's doing that every battle, every round. Name me one of them niggas that's doing that.
I can't.
It ain't none. This is why I'm saying, bro, the work that Danny puts in, it gets overlooked. The nigga come, one of these niggas come in, have a dope 4 or 5 battle streak, and then they're champion of the year, and then all the work Danny put in, it just gets, you know, washed under the rug. And I'm not letting that shit happen this year. Fuck that. I gotta talk my shit, Polo. Listen, I respect all my brethren, all my colleagues, they all my family. I fuck with all of these men. I'm not trying to steal nothing from them. I just feel like I gotta talk my shit for myself, because who better to talk your shit for you than you?
Okay, now somebody right here said, Tony White, you ain't donate, but I'm still gonna read it. He said, Swamp battles are more impactful this year than yours, Danny. Polo, tell him the quality of your opponent matters. His is better than yours. What do you think about that?
We can't do that. Shout out to Tony White and donate next time you put a comment, nigga. So
that's a fact.
Listen, man, when you say the impact, I seen Jazz the Rapper doing a parallel universe at the homecoming. I didn't see her doing none of Swamp moves. I didn't see her doing none of Swamp moves, and Swamp was there. And by the way, you know, him and Arsenal wasn't all that, to keep it honest. If everybody keeping it real. You know,
yeah, I bet it was horrible.
I think they was okay. And I'm not mad at Swamp or Arsenal, because first of all, I didn't like the matchup in the first place. Secondly, it's like, what do they got to say to each other? A nigga from Jersey, a nigga from South Carolina, what y'all got to say to each other? You know what I'm saying? And I think they made the best of the situation. But honestly, it wasn't a good battle. And that's not when you look at Danny Myers battles, they all fire. All of them. Like, stop. So when you say Impact, and plus, I battled most of the same niggas Swamp battled this year. Fonz, Nitty, come on, bro. Keep going. Line up me and Swamp here. I battled most of the same niggas he battled. Plus, we both battle Rock. We both battle Nitty. We both battle Fonz. I had already beat Shotgun Sugar and Arsenal last year. You know, what? Like.
I got some callers that want to talk to you. I ain't gonna lie. I got one right here. Ace, what you feel, man? How you feel about what my man Danny got right now?
Danny, what's up? First of all, shout out to Black Compass, you know, Polo, Cola, Tone Brodress, you know, the whole team and all that. Danny, I appreciate you being up here. It's an honor being up here with you, my nigga. You already know.
Good little family.
But damn, you was having a good point with this. I had a top 20, I say, like 2 months ago, and I had you like 7 or 6 in my top 20. You know what I'm saying? But what I would say for the when you say the Swamp, you and Swamp battled the similar people. You right. Like, I think you did a little better than him, but to me overall, this, like, I still got like my top 3. I'm gonna keep it a buck. It's still Swamp, JC, and like Bill is still up there to me. Like, Bill Collector's still up there to me. And I feel like if Bill Collector does good versus Nitty Saturday and he does great versus Rum, I kind of low key, I'm going to have him winning that shit. And Swamp is going to be second to me because I feel like Easy is over his resume. He battled Goods, Verge, and Calico, man. Like, there's people that been in this shit for 10 years, 10 plus years, that don't battle them type of people, like. You know what I mean? And he arguably beat all of them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's up there to me. Like, Shook was making an argument, you know, when he 30, you know, because Shook was like, yo, like I 30 people in less than a month, and that's cool, but to me, it's like, who you battle counts, you know what I mean?
You
up there because you, to me, you beat Tay Rock. To me, you and Ab was the great that, like, man, that Any Given Sunday card was one of the best cards for URL. Like, I'm mad surf, Free to Wave, I'm mad surfing, and Cortez didn't end that fucking event because that event was amazing. You know what I'm saying? And you and Ab I had Ab going into it, but it was still a great battle. You know what I'm saying? You and Nitty was another fight. I had Nitty, though. You know what I'm saying? You and Frack, I'm gonna count that because it's 3 rounds, and I like Frack material too. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Frack beat you. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah, Frack, I feel like won. Frack beat you too. Frack won that back.
But wait, hold on, Danny. What you feel about him saying Easy? Number one, because he's saying Easy had Calico.
I think honestly, and first of all, Easy does have a top 4. Could be in the top 5, yeah, for sure. But number one, I wouldn't put him for one. Easy over Swamp, and I wouldn't put Easy over A Ward. I wouldn't put Easy. Wow, yeah, but Easy's been doing good. I think it's the names. I think look at the caliber names that he's battling, and he's fired. Fuck just the names, because for one, he's getting top names, like you said. Niggas don't even get them a whole career. And he's probably beat all those guys. I think he did, by the way. Yeah. So is he a Warriors champion of the year? No. But
I would agree.
Commendable.
I will agree because it's still like he got 3 battles, but I feel like those are 3. Like I said, those opponents are good opponents.
You can't give somebody with 3 battles champion of the year over niggas that been putting in way more. Nigga, I did 3 battles in a weekend. Like, let's keep it real.
But Swamp, to me though, Swamp is still like, Swamp's resume this year is crazy. And like you said though, Swamp's resume is like, people will give that to him because he had that factor of, you didn't think he was gonna
right
beat those guys that he battled. Doug, Rum Nitty, Fonz, A-Rock, Arsenal, which I was in the building. That's debatable to me, but it still comes down to the second. It was a lackluster battle, but it's still just for him having a debatable with Arsenal to me, that still puts him up there 2-3 to me. And JC, I will put JC up there. To me, he got smoked by Surf, but like like, you know what I mean? Head Ice, Old Red, She, those were the best performances from all of his opponents from this year. You know what I mean? And that's that counts. Even Swamp, that counts.
Well,
I'm gonna let him rebuttal, and I'm gonna get another caller. But yeah, go ahead, Daddy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, you know, this is definitely opinionated, subjective. I think all the names that we've been naming have been worthy of winning. Whether you got Bill Collector, JC, Swamp, Danny Myers, Easy to Block Captain, and you know, I just feel like you, because no matter who you pick, somebody else could have been that number one spot. You know what I mean? No matter who you pick. Because if we say Bill, then we're going to say, what happened to JC? What about Swamp? What about Suge? What about Danny? If we say Danny Myers, then what about these other guys? But see, now this is where we got to stop being subjective and we got to actually look at the facts and start looking at solid evidence of why such and such is champion of the year and why such and such ain't. That's where it all really boiled down to, because I think all the names are worthy. But if it ain't about who's worthy, it's about who really won the shit.
Won the shit. I count that too. And I still feel like you know, Suge did great, man. Fuck with Suge. And I think if he battles A-Verb in his volume, it's going to count. But I still feel like you battled more tougher opponents than him and won. So I still have you above him. You know what I'm saying? So...
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
I'm going to get another call in because it's a lot of people want to talk about this.
Polo,
my gosh, Polo. Oh, you already?
Honestly, Polo, I didn't even know. Listen, what was y'all on here talking about? I pulled up just because you was on here.
Yeah, we were just, it was a caller show. So we let the caller call in.
Okay, I just wanted to, okay, I didn't know if y'all had a
specific topic. Nah, it was just anything. Harris, what's up? You here with Daddy?
What's good? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Finesse Harris, yeah. What's good?
My thing. What's good with you, Danny? How's it going?
The I'm chilling, guy. Man.
Danny gonna make headlines tomorrow. He gonna wake up.
So this is my thing about Champion of the Year. I'm just like, because like a lot of the top names that we're naming, the JC, the Dannys, the Bill Collectors, you know what I'm saying? The Tay Rock, whoever we're naming, they all are outside and they're all battling killers. So when we get past the resumes, are we really like, are we analyzing like the actual bars in each?
We need to do that
because if we're doing that, then I feel like Danny can't be he can't be outside of the top three. And I'm not just saying this because my nigga's on here. If he was on here, if he was not on here, it wouldn't matter. If we really break down the lines and we go around, y'all just went back and forth about resumes, and I can't really argue. Like, everybody was making good points. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not going to say, oh, it's definitively this person. You get what I mean? But then when you go past resume and you go past, I feel like the impact is important as well. But I really feel like we need to weigh the raps way more heavy. Because when I be hearing these arguments, I just be hearing who they battled when, and like a lot of remembering none of the person's round, they just go off the consensus of, oh man, I'm gonna just use Swamp as an example because I can actually quote lines from his rounds against Nitty and against Fonz and shit.
Can you quote like some from Danny
of what you want to? I quoted some on Black Compass of Danny last time I was on here.
You don't think Danny is number one?
See, I got Danny top two, but if I really do, I gotta break that down. I can't just, you get what I'm saying? I gotta really break every category.
No,
down.
But I'm just so it's not that far. It's I not far fetched to say that Danny is have, like what Danny's saying is not far fetched. Like it's what he's saying is not crazy. Like Danny's saying he's number one. Okay.
Nah, Danny's saying he's number one is not. It's not wild, but I can understand. Danny has so many battles, and I'm gonna say this too. So many battles, and he got some losses. So the losses weigh, and then you got some people that got not as many battles, but they might have all 30s, or they might have, you get what I'm saying? So people be winning, and I understand that weighs too, but I really just be feeling like we got to listen to what the bars that are coming. Like, what are these niggas saying? It's the rap. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, y'all are all killers, realistically. I ain't going to say all of y'all, because there's some, obviously, we know. There's tiers to this shit, but I'm not a battle rapper. So I appreciate whatever tier. I appreciate a low tier, mid tier, whatever. But y'all, you know what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, I just feel like the raps need to be weighed a lot more heavy. Like, that should automatically be like 50% automatically.
Wow, if we do that, it's really gonna be clear that I'm in the lead, bro. Like, if we just do the raps, come on, bro.
Yo, finesse.
I'm not gonna compare my raps to fucking Swamps and Shugs, bro. We not finna do this. Now, if we wanna go.
Nah, they got some shit though, didn't they?
I didn't say they didn't. I'm just saying, okay. If we go. But bar for bar, round for round, battle for battle, just this year only.
I got rounds
these niggas ain't touching. Dead serious.
Nah, I got you over both of them bar for bar. I ain't gonna lie.
Hammer, salute.
These niggas round.
All right, yeah,
that's
salute,
what
y'all.
Talking about, man. Stop playing with me.
Hold on, I'm gonna add one more. Let me see, man. What's up, man? El Chat, what up, Chick?
What's that name? What is that, Cheese?
What's up? Cheese. How you feeling right now? Danny saying he number one coat for Cody.
I'm gonna come clean. Happy birthday, by the way, G.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, facts. Happy birthday to Polo.
Thank
Danny,
you.
I fuck with you, bro. And I'm gonna come clean. I'm an early like battle rap nigga. Like we was Mook niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like we was proud of him at homecoming type shit. Like I'm from that cloth of niggas, right? Like, we downloaded shit off LimeWire type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You from the era.
Here comes.
Yeah, exactly. So, but look, on some G shit. Funny shit is, I can't even be mad at you for this take, because the shit that you speaking on is the work. Nobody ever questions your work ethic, ever, bro. You are one of the most, you are probably the hardest working battle rapper ever. There's a running joke in battle rap about this nigga love battle rap as much as Danny Myers. I love this, like Danny Myers love battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We actually fuck, you know what I'm saying? So we fuck with you, bro. But this is where you fuck up at.
No.
Do not. That means something, bro. That means so much, bro. And like, the shit that you do, it go un... I don't want to take away from the shit that you did. You did your shit. But if you look at it, it's like the impact of it. Nobody knew until you came up here pleading the case. We understand, and I get it. And again, the champion of the year shit kind of lackluster this year. I ain't going to lie. But that's not taken away from what you did. And you always in the runnings and shit. You know what I'm saying? You top five every single year, bro. And I don't want to come off like the nigga trying to like shit on what you saying or like shit on what you doing.
I get what you're saying. But this is why it's important for me to talk my own shit, because it's like nobody else is actually looking at it like this. You
and that's on us. That's on us, bro. I'm not even blaming.
Nah, listen, it ain't even that. It's part of what you y'all said as well. Is Danny rap so much?
Nigga said us. I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Hey, listen. I think I battle so often. It's like you can't keep up with all the shit I'm doing. So much shit will just really just go past you. You're not even knowing. Like, damn, this nigga rapped last week. This nigga rapped the day after that. I don't even know he battled.
I'm gonna come clean. Without the fall off, you are the few years after Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? You remember when Russell Westbrook was averaging a triple-double, he got MVP the first year he did it, then he did it the next 3 years, and niggas was like, hey, that's Russell.
That's you what I'm saying. That's exactly what's going on, bro. I've been so good for so long.
Yeah, and I'm going to come clean.
It's regular.
I'm giving it to you. Like, you convinced me. Swamp, no. I get it, bro, but no. That shit was not powerful. Yeah, no disrespect, like, bro. None of that shit was powerful. I love Suge because I'm a street nigga and Suge talk that street shit. Nigga, but I'm going to come clean. You was wild and JC was it. And then he ran into the wave, free the wave. But yeah, bro. I'm it's you and Suge for me. I ain't going to lie.
Man.
And it's off impact again. And one more thing before I get off. One more thing. Like, I'm a preference type of nigga. You know where you know the era I come from. I like believe. I like hearing street shit. I don't want, you know what I mean? I ain't all of the lyrical, miracle, spiritual individuals. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to like hurt their feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I come up off a certain type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So the impact of what Suge did for me, what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what that means to me. His impact means that much. It's equivalent, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't my man Suge. Oh, let me ask you this. So my man Suge is on the volume, right? I don't know if they announced it or I don't know.
Yeah, the A-Verb is saying it.
Okay, so let's just say it's him and Verb. You know what I'm saying? Let's say he beat Verb.
Right.
And let's say he beats Verb in the volume, which he can. Right. What does that do for him? Because that's a great last. That's a great last minute statement.
It depends on who y'all opponents are at the end of the year, because that's a big win.
You know what? Because you got, but see, and that's the fucking, that'd be my point, Danny. If you stop battling for like, do a quarter, do four battles a year. Watch how your shit go, bro.
I know, right?
Watch how your shit go, bro. But you love it.
Man, Danny, tell the nigga you got bills, man. What are you talking about? You got bills, man.
Hey, look, here's the irony. I said, you know, next year, let's say I take Daylight, Lux, Iron Solomon, Illmac, Head Ice, right? Next year. And then I'm like, yeah, you know
that's
what?
A fucking list.
Now you say Danny's champion of the year, no doubt, because he battled Daylight, he battled Iron Solomon, Illmac, Loaded Lux. And I do all those battles next year. Win, lose, or draw, debatable, whatever. I don't want champion of the year for that. I want it for the shit that I'm doing with niggas like Clone in Wartown Battle League. The shit I'm doing with J400 Block in Newark. The shit I'm doing for B-Magic. The shit I did for Pristavia. I want it for, like, the nigga metaphor. Like, I want it for the groundwork, not for the bright lights and the... Oh,
but that's what it's... But Danny, that's what you misunderstanding. That's what it's all going to be when you get it.
But that's not to me the champion. Like, you know, Rocky Balboa, you know, he came off the street for Apollo Creed to the 12th round. He didn't win the fight, but that nigga was the champion. He was the streets champion. You feel me? And I'm like, that's me. I'm the people's champ. You know what I mean? I'm out here trying to help bring other motherfuckers up. Don't give it to me because I beat Lux. And I beat Daylight. Nah, I don't want it for that. Give it to me for helping out other niggas shine like I'm doing this year.
Yeah, the craziest shit is, I feel you. And like, this is what I hated about you. I was like, I fucking hate how much he really loved this shit. That shit, and it was weird because battle was battle rap, nigga.
Yeah.
But nah, bro, like you really made niggas who really fucking
crazy.
Y'all think you funny, dog.
Another reason why I say, shout out to Bill Collector and JC, but these men have won $100,000.
Yeah, that shit wild. And rapping.
It's a 10-piece. It's $10,000 on the line, bro. It's like you telling me they get the $100,000 and the $10,000, but then the Danny Myers can't even get the little piece of the little 10 for working harder. This is why I'll be like, hell no, JC and Bill Collector can't win it.
That's funny, man.
Hell no, they already got 100 racks, nigga.
Yo, Cheese, anything Dude, you want to shout that? Out before I get another caller? That Esther G video was hilarious, too. That was
salute
funny.
Cheese. Salute to you, Cheese.
Nah, man. I appreciate y'all having me up, man. Follow me on Play the Five, man. Play the Five, the YouTube.
And Play the Five.
We some funny niggas, I ain't gonna lie. Go look, go check us out, dude.
I got you.
All right, dude.
Salute. Yo, Danny, I ain't gonna lie, you making a good case. I feel like you gotta do this because people will forget. You know what I mean? Cause now I feel like people should throw your name in there and should definitely, because you definitely broke it down.
Well, Well, like I said, I've had more battles. I've had great impact. I've been rebuttaling. I've been taking tough fighters and back to back. I don't know. And in between, taking other tough motherfuckers in between the tough fights. So if that's not champion of the year shit, I don't know what else you got to do. Like, I don't know what else you got to do to win it. Like, you know what I mean? So
let me ask you something, right? Because you said, okay, let's say Suge's opponent is A-Verb next. And he's in contention. Who would your opponent have to be, you feel, for fans to respect and still put you number one? Who would your opponent have to be next month?
Man, you know, like I said, when you lose a Surf battle, it's like, what replaces Surf? You get what I'm saying? Like, who can, outside of Lux and Mook, who replaces a Surf battle? There is none.
You was battling Surf?
Yeah, we was lining it up for December.
Oh,
so, you know, like I said, he ran into.
Yeah, we know.
So, outside of that, it's like, you know, I was trying to get T-Top, but they want to put me and T-Top on a different card. So it's like, Swamp, nigga, go get Swamp. That's what I'm saying.
T-Top said he on volume.
Swamp is on volume, right?
Swamp?
Is he?
You know, nah.
I don't know.
I think he on something else.
I think he on something else.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Nah, it's not. I said what up. It's somebody crazy though. It's something else coming up. I don't know which month it is. I don't know when, but it's something coming up. I'm hearing something crazy.
I don't know. You can inbox me.
Yeah, I inbox you because that might make you want to battle. I ain't gonna lie. You might want to battle.
Inbox me, man. But look, they got Civil War 3. They got Volume. And that's the end of the URL battle season after that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, bro. I'm trying to make a last ditch effort to reaffirm my number one status.
Who do you think you got to battle though? Besides, I mean, you can't battle Swamp or whatever. Swamp.
First of all, honestly, I shouldn't even have to battle nobody else, nigga. You know, I battled more than take Suge and Swamp resume together. And they haven't battled as many tough niggas as I have this year. Why do I gotta still battle another?
I see you, Chef Wavy.
Like, hell no, I shouldn't have to do more. I'm already in a fucking league, bro, in terms of the amount of battles and the amount of tough battles. I'm in a league by far over everybody this year. That's a fact. Put any of the other guys' resumes versus mine this year, and you'll see I'm far ahead of everybody else. And then we talking about I gotta steal battle. Like, no, nigga, they gotta catch up. Them niggas gotta catch up.
Would you battle Jay Hood?
Damn, man, you like the third person that asked me that. Like, what? Did this nigga call me out or something?
Wait, niggas, other niggas ask you that?
Yes, you're the third person that asked me, yo, would you battle Jay Hood?
Was any of them league?
Huh?
I said, was any of them the league?
I can't disclose any. I cannot disclose any information, but yeah, I keep motherfuckers keep calling me and asking.
Now, I mean, because stylistically, I mean, and that's like, I wouldn't say it's a safe match, but like if
to
I'm
answer an, the question, yes, and I would demolish uh-huh. him. To answer the question, yes, and I will demolish this man. So. Like, tell him come outside. I'm outside, man.
What about Young Ill?
That's who I've been, you know what I mean? I think that's a great battle to definitely end off the year since the Surf battle ain't happening. I want Young Ill. He said that he wants to battle me, so it's really just a matter of signing the paper. That's it. So we both said we want to do it.
Are you worried the battle of returning Young Ill?
No. Hell nah. So you telling me a nigga who done battled like 26 times this year, I gotta worry about a nigga return battle? Like, do you think I'm the practice guy? Like, I'm the guy you shake the rust off on? No, nigga. You gonna get smoked battling Danny Myers your first battle back. Yeah, he probably have a good first round, something like that. It's the nostalgia factor. But nigga, you not finna go three rounds the distance with me bar for bar on your first battle back. It's not gonna happen. I'm too conditioned. I do this on a week by week basis. Literally, these niggas ain't battling every Saturday with three rounds with rebuttals. Nobody's built like me, bro.
Oh shit!
It's facts.
What? Nah. This is how you gotta talk from now on, nigga.
I'm not just talking. I literally been doing this every Saturday with rebuttals.
This how you gotta talk every Saturday, Donnie. This how you gotta talk.
I can't be too humble, because when you be too humble, niggas will just gloss over your year and give it to somebody who had four battles. That shit don't sit right with me, and I'm not gonna let a nigga steal it from me this year.
Damn, you got any last words to say, Daddy?
Listen, man. Hey, when they put them polls out for the champion of the year, man, make sure y'all hit Danny Myers for number one, man. Y'all, whether you fuck with me or you don't fuck with me, just fuck with the truth. I don't want you to fuck with Danny Myers. I want you to fuck with the truth. Whatever the truth is to you, then that's what you need to vote for. Because, I mean, if we being truthful, when we talk about bar for bar, round after round, opponent for opponent, league, I'm talking about in the high level of the nigga Summer Madness, no nigga, the motherfucking clones, the J400s, the B Magics, the Prestavius, the Fracks. This is all in a 9-month span, nigga. Just vote for the truth. Don't put because I like this nigga better, or I just prefer him better. No, you gotta take all that out of your mind and just go with the actual data. Let's vote with the data this year, not the popularity shit. Salute to Swamp. I will give you most improved of the year. That's as far as I can go.
Yo, we gonna talk, because this definitely, I'm pretty sure you're gonna wake up to some people atting you.
Hey, nigga, they know my Twitter. I'm up, nigga. What? I'm outside, nigga.
Yo, salute.
Salute, man. Salute to the chat.
Yo, yes, sir. Yo, Daddy got me crying. Hold on. I see you. What's up, man?
Yo, what's the vibes, bro?
What up? What you feel about? What up, Wavy? What you feel about what Daddy just said, man? Danny feeling number one for champion of the year this year.
Hey, you're not supposed to feel like that. You feel me? Respectfully, but I feel like Danny, he gotta really put his foot on niggas' necks. Pause. Like, he gotta go crazy, bro.
Yeah. He got it. I think Danny be too humble, man. Danny got to start talking shit.
I agree, too. And that humility is what's got him, like, people not recognizing his skills. He got to always overdo it now.
Nah, that's a fact. Let me see what we talk about right now. Hold on, man. Let me see.
You got to get in your bag, my G. you got to get in your bag, become disrespectful. Not disrespectful, but you know what I'm saying? You got to really talk that shit.
Yeah, he got to really.
Niggas is performing out here. These young niggas, all these niggas swamping them, they putting on. So you can't just say, like, yo, Swamp, you battle of the year, most improved. Like, that nigga's working, bro.
Yeah. Nah, that's a fact. Who you got, Jazz or Misfit?
I ain't going to hold you. That's going to be a tough battle, but Jazz, hands down.
Misfit kind of. Misfit popped back out. Like, she don't seem like them Jazz performances ain't really do nothing to her. Like, it don't seem like it's. Hey, it don't seem like, you know what I mean?
Hey, to a nigga watching Jordan play, it looked like that. But you know, when you on that court, it's a different thing. You feel me? Like, Jazz has been wilding on people. Like, you see what she just did to Shorty at the URL event?
Yeah, I just feel like Misfit can't. She came back out like she got something to prove.
Base it off of like returning battlers, like they do well when they return. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the biggest ones really turned up when they returned. Math, Marv One, Mook, Solomon. It wasn't the best battle, but you know what I'm saying? Like, returning battlers, like, they got something to prove. But to go against somebody like Jazz is right there right now. She bubbling, like, she in her bag. She on the move right now. You got to come in there flawless.
Yeah. I feel like, do you think Do you think Jazz is right for saying Miss, because Misfit told Jazz before, like, she got to battle a few people before she think about battling her. Now Jazz kind of hit her with the same thing. Do you feel like Misfit has to battle another person before she battle Jazz? Or do you feel like she can just take Jazz?
I mean, if I'm Jazz, I'll tell her that. Battle 30 people before I can talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's just me being, you know, in my ego. But nah, like, set it up, man. Misfit ain't nobody like that. That nobody knows her name up there. She been putting in work too.
Nah, that's
and,
a.
And Jazz, you really feel that confident in yourself? Like, get out there. See what she talking about.
Nah, that's a big fact. Listen, man, I've been live for a minute. I'm finna wrap it up. I'm gonna let you. What you got? Anything you want to shout out before I let you go?
Yo, man, y'all just follow the kid, Chef Wavy718 on Twitter, Private Endeavors on Instagram, man.
Yo, my God, salute. I'm gonna hit you.
You already.
Yo, listen, man, salute everybody. I ain't gonna lie, this episode kind of turned out kind of fire. Danny kind of went crazy. I didn't even really think about Danny Meyer's resume like that until he broke it down. I usually don't really look at the resumes and shit till like the end of the year, but Danny, and this year, it's not really a clear cut number one. Like, I feel like last year, you knew without saying it's either Easy or Geechee. Like, or Easy, Geechee. Surf might have got it in there, but it was either Easy or Geechee. This year, I feel like, yo, one through, I feel like from 2 to 8, they could all make a case. They could literally all make a case. They can literally all make a case. Danny could make a case. Fonz could make a case. Fonz could make a case. Danny could make a case. Swamp can make a case. Suge can make a case. Easy can make a case. And I'm going to be honest, Geechee Gotti resume, even though the wins and losses, he can't make a case for number one, of course, but he could definitely make a case for, he could fight for top five, top six, top seven, maybe, when you break his resume down. A-Ward also, don't forget about A-Ward. Somebody said, just say it, Polo, this year's ass. No, this year ain't really ass. I just feel like everybody is so, it's competitive again. Like, I just feel like everybody is so competitive this year, or what the battles that you having is like, niggas can lose. Niggas can win 2 battles straight, then lose the next 3 battles. I just feel like people are a little bit more competitive this year. It's not quiet for Fonz, but you really break down Fonz. Yeah, man, go back. Fonz got some crazy battles, and he about to battle Rum Nitty. Fonz got a lot of wins this year, too, man. He just cleared, and Nitty having a good year, too. It's a lot of people having good years, man. Check out Brandon. Check out Fonz. Yeah, man, Fonz just cleared 40. He got a lot. We'll break it down. Lux was last year. What y'all talking about, Lux? Oh, you talking about a comment. Yeah. Lux was definitely last year, sir. But, damn, I gotta look at Swamp, because there's a lot of people saying Swamp resume. But salute, man. It's definitely the fan show. We probably do one of these once a week, let everybody call in and all that. You know what I mean? If you miss my birthday, hit that Cash App. Polo BCM. You know what I mean? You missed the B-Day, hit that Cash App. Polo BCM. Shitting me? Shitting me? I ain't gonna lie. I'm high as a motherfucker. I'm high. Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie. But, yo, man, hit that Cash App, though, man. Salute everybody. But all jokes, salute everybody in the chat, man. Thank y'all for watching. We gonna do this every week. We back again tomorrow with the radio show. We got a special interview probably tomorrow, too. So we back, man. Salute everybody in the chat, man.